Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We've had a really, really interesting show this week in the sense that I'm going to start out the show with a gentleman who kind of out of passion writes a missive that comes out, for lack of better terms, about weekly or thereabouts. And I have to say, I am very taken with his newsletter. We put one of them up on the blog, I guess it was a couple days ago, and we got some great comments. In particular, we got some great comments from CFS, also Chartster, and if I'm not mistaken, a couple of other guys. Bonzo, you came in with some interesting ideas. I'm going to try and get the author of this on the show on a regular basis, because his ideas, to me, well, they're intriguing, number one, they're thought-provoking. His name is Sidney Williams. Sidney's an interesting guy. He is got a couple of years on me, but then again, as you guys all know, I'm only 23, and he had a very successful career as a stockbroker. He now lives on the East Coast. His newsletter, Thought of the Day, exactly the same, for the same reason I'm doing this radio. I really want to try and make a difference and make people think. The posting that I put up came out last week, if I'm not mistaken, or Monday. It was called What Ails Us. Starts out with a very interesting quote from Mark Twain. When you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. Goes on towards the end of his newsletter, and believe it or not, I am going to give him the microphone. He quotes Alexander Solzhenitsyn by saying, it's a universal law. Intolerance is the first sign of an inadequate education. I believe that 1,000%. Tell us a little bit about the newsletter, if you would, and also tell us a little bit about your passion for doing this.
I started writing about 20 years ago. That was at that point, I was with a brokerage firm in New York, and I wrote a market note because when the end of the 1990s and early 2000, the market was selling at prices that were hard for me to understand, and so I did it partly to help me understand it. Sort of morphed over the years into something that's much more political. But what I try to do is take sort of a commonsensical approach to the political situations of today. I've always been, other than a short time in my 20s, I've always been a reasonably conservative person, but mm-hmm. I don't think of my being a Tea Party type member or anything of that sort. But I'd really like to think of it as being more of a commonsensical approach, trying to look through what people are really saying. And there's some enormous changes that have been going on over the last several years.
Oh, you think so?
Right. Anyway, that's what sort of got me started on it.
Well, you got some great ideas. So let me tell you, I really like the quote that you put in the second paragraph here from Aristotle. He's alleged to have said that it's a mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. My philosophy on life is you have to look at every side of every single story. And I got to tell you, in American politics today, let's enlarge that to include the universe as being Americans. Society in total as a day. There's two ways for the average person to look at an issue, and it's that I'm right and you're wrong, and those are the only two sides.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. That's what we've evolved into. While I think it's important to understand what your opponents are saying, it's also equally important to have conclusions yourself. You don't want to be a wishy-washy person who, you know, says on the one hand this, on the other hand that. You've got to be able to sort of understand the opponents, but you also, I think it's important that you come down with your own conclusions. I use as an example in that in this particular essay an experience that I had when I was a young man, when I was working in a smelter, working in a smelter in Falconbridge, Ontario. There were a lot of students who were working up there. They were all Canadian. And we went to this debate, and when they, after the debate was finished and they asked people to speak if they wanted to, I ended up doing that, and I spoke for both sides. Not because I fully believed both sides, but because I thought you should be able to articulate what your opponents are basically saying.
Sure. It just makes common sense, and I wish more people would do that. You talk about the composition of today's political parties, and that is especially a topic that I'm interested in, Sid. And you go back as far as an election, I can't see it here, but 1860, you had one Republican period and one Democrat period against each other. And in the election coming up this November, which is the 40th election, it's a horse of a different color, isn't it?
Well, it is. And in fact, I'm working on a piece right now, which probably will be out in a couple of days, which is actually titled A Strategic Mistake.
Uh-huh.
And basically, my approach basically is that I'm referring to Bloomberg's decision to end the Democratic primary because I think for the first time that actually running as a third party candidate, he might have had a real chance.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can understand why he did not, because since 1860, we've had a Republican running against a Democrat, and no third party candidate has ever won.
Sid, I got to tell you, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let me just say this. I had this exact conversation with a close friend last night who I was chatting with after the debate was over, and I agree 1,000%. I mean, Ross Perot, you know, was kind of an interesting third party candidate, but he wasn't, the election was of a whole different complexion back then, and today it really isn't. Today you've got two very clear choices, in my opinion.
Right. I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's right. And I think the difference then in 1992 was that George H.W. Bush was quite a different person than Donald Trump. And Bill Clinton, who wasn't terribly well known, but was a reasonably conservative or moderate Southern Democrat,
right,
was from what it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to be the, at this point, would appear to be become the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what Bloomberg would have done was offered a real choice for people, for either disaffected Republicans, the never Trump of Republicans, or even mm-hmm. other Republicans who sort of like his policies,
right,
but don't like his character particularly. And if Bloomberg had basically run on his record, he had not sort of abandoned the record that he had, which was quite a successful record in terms of slowing crime, in terms of fiscally, he handled the city's finances very well during two difficult periods, when his first year when the market was continuing to go down, and then in 2008 when the credit crisis hit.
Mm-hmm.
He had these sort of nanny-like tendencies, which I don't particularly care for, like
right.
Soft drinks, big soft drinks, and that sort of thing, because I think whenever you remove choice, it's not a good thing. But on the other hand, he supported choice in public schools. I mean, he closed a number of failing schools. He had teachers paid on merit. He supported charter schools. There is a lot that he did that I think that moderate, reasonable people would have agreed with.
Mm-hmm.
But he abandoned all of those prospects. And I think one of the things that when in this other essay that I wrote, what ails us, it's a question that we've kind of
He said, I got to, Sydney, I got to stop you just for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take time here for a really quick 30-second commercial break. Be right back with Sid Williams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Do support the station sponsors, by the way, or those radio program sponsors, if you would. That's kind of a mark of popularity of the show. Sid, you went on in your article and you were talking about basically progressives. You were talking about philosophies in among parties today. Progressives are very definitely stressing dependence on the government because they're looking to save their jobs. But you go on to say, which I think is really, really important, is that people who are dependent on the government are simply people who cannot take care of themselves. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think that there's no question that there are people that are aged, older, that there are people that are sick, there are people that are disabled, where the government help and support is a positive thing.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
But the problem with too much dependency is that is you stifle ambition and you stifle those people who have aspiration for doing better themselves, and that you don't want to do. And so I tend to look at these things as though they're on a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at the far left you would have the socialist, communist type governments, and on the far right you'd have some sort of a despotic right wing tyrant of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But the question really is, if where on that spectrum should we be? And moderates on the left would have you slightly to the left of center, and moderates on the right would have you right slightly to the right of center. But it's trying to find out where you yourself really stand on that spectrum. And you don't want to destroy ambition. You don't want to destroy aspiration. You know, I don't. People are not equal. They never will be. They cannot be. Some people are taller. They're fatter. They're smarter. We're different in myriad ways, and we can never be equal. But what you really want to do is to help each person achieve the best that they can possibly achieve.
Right.
I tend to lean more to the right because I'm much more in favor of the individual versus the state in general.
Right.
But I do reckon there are places where the state necessarily has to come in. It's not an all or nothing situation,
mm-hmm.
which is unfortunately is what we've sort of devolved into. Because if you're a liberal Democrat, then a Republican is part of the right as Attila the Hun. And if you're far right Republican, a Democrat is as leftist as Lenin or Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
So we've reached that point. And unfortunately, politics have become sort of a platform for personal advancement, as opposed to a meeting place where legislators can get together and compromise on sort of nonpartisan legislation. I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
The same thing, though. You know, you go back and think about JFK. You know, in his State of the, I think it was his first State of the Union, or it may have been his inauguration speech, where he said, "Ask not what the government can do for you, but what you can do for the government."
Right.
And that all. Something that unfortunately seems to have disappeared from our psyche.
Yeah, it really has. There's no question about that. The question I would have, really my question is of a very real macro sense, and the question is this: when you look at the demographics of the United States now, I'm in a certain demographic, you're in a certain demographic, okay, and we are very different. And I'm not saying we're better or worse, I'm using the word different, then I would maintain the majority of the United States is. And I mean that for two reasons. Number one, I would have to say probably intellectually. And number two, I would probably have, maybe not intellectually, maybe that's not fair, but I would say number two, certainly economically. And I realize that there is a large portion of the population that because of their own decision, because it's just simply convenient for them, they want to rely on the government. And a guy like Bernie Sanders is going to really appeal to people like that. My only hope is if that particular philosophy wins out, America will not be the America that you and I grew up in.
I agree with that. I mean, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing. And part of it is sort of where we put the emphasis. One of the things that strikes me, and I've written about this before, but we've sort of lost our moral footings.
Yep.
The families are less important than they had been. The idea of a mother and a father and children is something that sometimes is looked down upon, but it's critical in terms of helping people form their character and their own individuals. Schools, community organizations are in decline. And so I think we've lost sort of that moral footing. I mean, one of the things I would love to see somehow restored would be some sort of a return to service, whether it's the draft or whether it's drafting people into some sort of a Peace Corps type thing, but doing service for the government. And I remember when I was in basic training, what you really noticed was that when you were in, I was in with a group and it included three guys who just graduated from Harvard Law School.
Right.
And as far as the first sergeant was concerned, when we were in basic training, there was no difference between those people and some guy who grew up in the Bronx or some guy who grew up in southern Alabama.
Right.
I mean, there was no difference. We were all recruits, and that's a good thing for all of us to experience.
I agree.
Spending time with different people, but yeah, you know, one of the things that I mentioned in this particular essay is that, you know, if somebody said to you, describe a typical Swede.
Yeah.
I think you could do it. Describe a typical Chinese or Japanese person. You could. Describing a typical American is almost impossible.
I agree, Sid.
Because of the way that we've changed over the
I agree 1,000%. Sydney, we're going to have to cut it here pretty quick, unfortunately, and I find that to be really unfortunate because I enjoy talking with you. Your ideas, in my opinion, are more than just a little bit thought-provoking. They are really, really thought-provoking. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get a copy of the newsletter, it is free of charge. Nobody's going to sell your name. Guaranteed. Going to have Sydney back on the show as often as we can. Sid, thanks, bud.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new coronavirus case in Oregon has people worried because it's a case of unknown origin. The same for a new case in Washington State. It's a student, according to Dr. Larry Spitters.
There was no travel history associated with this case. Our team is still in the midst of the contact investigation, so we do not yet know the possible source of infection.
A second case in Washington is a woman who traveled to South Korea. And there's a second case in California, also of unknown origin. At a South Carolina campaign stop, Joe Biden took aim at the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus.
Trump thought that his upbeat tweets could somehow stop the coronavirus. Well, I have news for Donald Trump. Like the rest of us, this virus is not impressed by his tweets.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second hour of the KER politics section on the radio stations. Got Dr. Frieda with me on the line right now. I'm going to talk a little bit how the role of Donald Trump is really a bit of an assurance to an awful lot of Americans. I personally believe that after the presentation that he gave immediately after he got back from India, which was obviously a very draining flight for him, I personally believe that his missives and his comments to the American people largely are much more comforting than those of the Democrats. Now, Frieda, rather than make this a political discussion, let's get your expertise as a PhD psychologist on this one, okay?
Absolutely. You know, we're talking about the fear factor of our country. We have to be able to trust our leader and his opinion. In the past, when presidents said that we need to have our sons and brothers and fathers go to the army, we believed in it, and we did what we were told. So the feeling of unity was very comforting. And Donald Trump really had a calm effect on us when he gave that speech of the impending viral attack as we may be having. And he really comforted not only us at the moment, but to moving forward, because he was getting the best experts to discuss and to look and to research and to have the best effects for us. So the president's lack of credibility could really imperil the country. And the Democrats seem to say that Donald is at fault for about anything that happens bad. The economy is failing. The stock market is plummeting. People are losing confidence. And we are in a threat of a recession. What could be better for the Democrats? You know, from Russia to the impeachment to the, coronavirus, they have Trump to keep all the balls juggling all the time in the air. And it's really preventing him from doing the more important things that he needs to take care of. I'm speaking so fast because of the time. You told me I'm trying to get it all in. Take care of four, whatever it is. Trump is downplaying the virus because of the market, so they say. Pence is not qualified. It happened because of the budget cuts. What are the Democrats' plans? They have none. The flu has caused more deaths than the virus so far. Israelis are on the verge of a vaccine. And we have the gold standard for health care in the world. Donald Trump has put top-notch people in charge of keeping this coronavirus from spreading and becoming fatal to many. We cannot let fear get in the way of something that it can be taken care of. We need to be able to live our lives. Because when the New York Times said that it's the Trump virus, that could go viral in itself and be a ridiculous statement to begin with.
Well, I have to tell you, I am totally, I mean, Sydney Williams, who's a regular on our show also, is a great newsletter writer. He's got about 3,000 people out there who subscribe to his newsletter, which is free, by the way. His comment along the same lines is exactly regarding the media, Frieda, as you are saying. The media is doing absolutely nothing beneficial right now for anyone other than the progressives, and I appreciate you bringing that up again.
Well, we have to understand where it's coming from and what is really going on. And the more we know the facts, the more we can make sense of it all. So far, we have centers where people can go if they have any kind of concerns about having contacted this coronavirus. We have ways of preventing it from happening. There's a vaccine that is coming out. And we need to know that there are things that do make a difference. And one of the things that I was discussing is a fear factor. Mm-hmm. We need to live our lives. There have been so many times in this country where fear could have immobilized us, not only with terrorism, but with all kinds of incidences, with mass murders going around. You could stay in the house forever. When you know that you can live your life accordingly, and things make sense. And we have a president who's saying that everything will be taken care of, and he is going to make sure that we are going to be all right, that we should go ahead and believe in that. But once we start taking that apart, taking our president apart, and not trusting him, it doesn't matter what he says, and it doesn't matter what happens. And then the economy goes down, the market goes down, everything is affected by just the profile that is being confronted in front of us, and we can't let that happen.
No, I would agree 1,000% on that one. I don't think there's any question about that. It is amazing how many people are wising up right now to the dichotomy that we're seeing in the press right now. It is absolutely amazing to me. And my guess on that particular subject is the chickens are going to come home to roost sooner rather than later. The dam is going to burst. People are going to realize the shortfalls of the progressives and the really strong points, for lack of better terms, of a lot of the conservatives. And when people start being, in my opinion, unbiased. They don't just pay attention to, they're not just spoon-fed information from people who are writing articles simply because they want to sell more copies of their newspaper. When people realize that, I think this thing with the press freedom, quite frankly, is very, very definitely going to backfire on them. And I'm really looking forward to the election in November, because I think nowhere is it going to become more obvious where the sentiments of the majority of the United States lie than in that particular situation.
You know, absolutely, Al. You know, action speaks louder than words.
You bet.
Our president has proven himself over time and again that he can follow through, he can make a difference, he can make success of our country. Well, what more do we want? We don't want a social, democratic socialism state where a country where we have to depend on the government. Yes, the millennials, actually, there are more millennials today than baby boomers, but we need to be able to reassess the side effects of all of this, and they haven't. So it sounds very appealing to them. But we know that once we lose our freedom, we're going to lose our leadership. And that's the one thing that's always saved us, because we have been strong and people have seen that we have the answers. We can't afford to look to anybody else for the answers.
I happen to agree 100%. Final comment, Frieda. We got 30 seconds.
Every time, you know, we talk about this, I think about the reality of life. If people could just get along, and we have to know that we can prevent wars. But when something like this happens, and there's disease, and there's concern about our health, and we need to control that, then we also need to see what's most important, our priorities. Health does come first. And as long as we can take care of this virus, then we're fortunate that everything else we have around us is within our reach.
Words of wisdom from Dr. Frieda. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Next subject will also, the next segment will also be very interesting. I'm going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel McKinney about the third party issues that seem to be coming up right now. And we're also going to give some predictions on Super Tuesday that may surprise you. Frieda, thank you so much.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. Got Lieutenant Colonel retired Jimmy McKinney. Jim McKinney. You know, when I say Jimmy, that's an affectionate, and that's not demeaning at all. I want you to know that. Having said that, we're going to talk about a couple of things here in this last nearly 20-minute segment. The first one is the potential of Bloomberg running as a third-party candidate, number one. And number two, going to give you our predictions for the Democratic field after Super Tuesday. Third party, Jim, what do you think?
Well, so Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, he toyed with the idea of a third-party candidacy early on in, last year. Well, not early on, but up until, you know, September, October timeframe. When you look at the numbers, the problem for a third-party candidacy, it can be a spoiler, but it's very, very difficult to have a winner. There hasn't been a third-party candidate victory since, I think, in 1860 or something like that. So that makes it hard because the parties are actually what organize the momentum for the vote. The last serious third-party candidate was Ross Perot in the 1992 election, and he did change the outcome. He cost, more than likely, he cost George H.W. Bush the presidency and gave it to Clinton. It was a very close, neither Clinton nor, it was only a couple of percentage point differences overall in vote electorally. It was a very close race, but Perot got about 19% of the vote, which really the majority of it probably took away the Bush vote. Anybody that steps into the race today would potentially gain some disgruntled Republicans, people that are not comfortable with Trump's personality. But that number is significantly diminished from the 2016 race. And the Democratic side has pushed so far to the left, there's probably plenty of Democrats that are very uncomfortable voting for some of the extreme left candidates that would welcome a third party, more moderate Democratic candidate that was actually focused on the working class, conservative Democrats, if you will, pro-life Democrats. The problem becomes, how do you actually get the numbers to win electorally? And without the organizational structure of the parties in the states, it's very difficult to do. And to raise the resources to build an organization and have a party, we'd all like to think that it would work easily just because of good ideas and a good person. But the reality is, there's so many things involved in these elections, so many consultants, so many people that forget out the vote campaigns, mobilize, phone calls, fundraising issues. It's an entire industry, political industry that's evolved out of this. Not something I necessarily like, but that's just the reality. And I don't think that Bloomberg or Howard Schultz or anybody else would do anything but tube the Democratic candidate. And maybe there's an intent with that. I'm not going to speculate on Mike Bloomberg's real underlying ideas, but in my view, he's probably so frustrated with the far left or the extreme left that he thought that he could come in and make a difference. Reality is, he may end up just making sure that Bernie Sanders or some other incompetent far left progressive does not get.
Yeah, if I were to guess, I would say that that probably is what's going to happen. Michael's problem, in my opinion, I think he's eminently qualified, by the way. I really do. And if I were a Democrat, unquestionably I would vote for him, even though he's not really a Democrat. But I would have to say he's got two problems. Number one, his stance on China, I think, is going to rub a lot of voters the wrong way. And number two, he just does not have the charisma. You know, love Trump or hate Trump, he's a pretty charismatic guy.
Yeah, there's no question. So, you know, Mike Bloomberg inherited Rudy Giuliani's New York. Rudy Giuliani had dropped crime, and in a very rapid period of time, in 8 years, he dropped it by 50%. And then Bloomberg actually, you know, he did very similar numbers in his time. It went from 4,000 murders, I think, a year down to 2,000 under Giuliani, and from 2,000 down to 1,000, or maybe 2,000 to 1,000. I can't remember the specific numbers, but it was kind of the same level, percentage level of drop. He continued Giuliani's policies. Giuliani is not afraid to stand by his policies.
No.
That brought that down. This is what really, I believe, has hurt Bloomberg. He just was not willing to stand up and actually argue that those policies were good. And I know why he's doing it, because his advisors and these consultants are looking at those Democratic polling numbers for the likely primary voters, and they don't want to hear that, which really does not represent the vast majority of the American people. They're
right.
Extremes. And so he did that. When he did that, he actually showed a significant weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You've never heard Trump apologize. Like it, love it, hate it, whatever. He doesn't apologize about these things.
No.
He stands firm on his positions, and he's willing to take the heat over them. If someone was willing to do that on the left, and I think that's why Bernie has some, you know, kind of a level of support,
mm-hmm.
kind of idiotic support in my view, but he's got a level of support because he stands firm on his positions.
Yeah.
Those people that kind of identify in that level agree, and they'll support.
Yeah.
They see the confidence and the strength.
I agree. Jimmy, let's change the subject just a little bit. You know, we had a straw poll at our book club a couple of days ago. Let's you and I make some predictions for Super Tuesday. What do you think, bud?
I think it's going to be a bit of a jumble. I think Sanders has the advantage in California. He's probably going to win California. He might have the advantage in Texas. I think the southern states are going to be confused because of South Carolina. Biden may come out good tomorrow. That's actually going to dictate momentum for him. I don't think there's anybody going to be any clear front runner after Super Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Bernie will likely have the advantage, but I don't think he's going to have enough numbers to actually guarantee the nomination. Which will keep the fight going.
Yeah, it'll keep the fight going, which I think is probably going to happen. But I would say that if you just want to look at the people who were on the debate that, you know, that we all watched last Tuesday, I would put Sanders number one. And believe it or not, I'm going to step out there a bit, and I would say I think that Bloomberg is probably going to come in number two. And the reason I say that is we've got some pretty clear-thinking people, people who I don't disagree with, but I cannot criticize or diminish their level of intelligence, and that is California does have some pretty smart people who I think are very misdirected right now, and I think they are going to realize that even though he's a very uncharismatic individual, Michael Bloomberg did do an exemplary job in New York City, and I think he could do a pretty good job as president also. But as I passed around my Republican National Committee member card at our book club last week, regardless of who the other candidate or candidates are, I'm going to stick with Donald J.
You got to go with the guy that's winning.
You got to go with the guy who's done a good job.
He is, and whether you like him or you don't, he's actually pushing American interests forward.
Exactly.
And it's a tough thing to do in the environment we have. And it's going to be tough. You may be right. Bloomberg may have a little bit of momentum coming out of it. I don't think that, but at the same time, really, it's still a crapshoot out there.
Oh, it is, definitely. I think that as of our recording day on this thing, which is the day before the show airs, which is yesterday, Friday, the general consensus was Elizabeth Warren is pretty well done. And your comment on that, we're down to about 40 seconds, not even less than 40 seconds. By the way, your comment on that was you think she's probably going to shoot for the vice presidential nod.
I think that's what she's working towards. I think that's what she's working towards.
Wrap it up, Jimmy. We got 15 seconds on that.
This will be fun to watch, and let's get over this ridiculous fear over the coronavirus and move into actually what's important for America.
Thanks, Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, get your comments.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.